hip hop. This is what we do all day, every day. We roll wild with it from Brooklyn to the T-Dot. Holla.
Yo, it's your boy, world famous, hottest in America, DJ Scratchitor. I just want y'all to know we love hip hop. All right? Scratchitor, Flip Mode, the conglomerate, Torian Music Group. You love hip hop because we love hip hop.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's get this shit popping. Episode 80. We got a tune here from Rudy Red or Rudy Red T.O. Love. Because we need some love. Some hip hop shit.
Sounds musical.
This will be a sound effects heavy show. Let's go.
I've been doing it literally. They know me as one of the most lyrically typically killing
one of those head nods on.
Cleverly using the melody to make it a memory. They remember me.
Hope the orange, man.
Dodging the infamy, skillfully.
It should just feel good.
Yeah, man. It makes it.
Call it the victory once they see the consistency. Now I'm
shout out to you, Rudy Red.
It's different from always hearing the violins. Like the shit was made by design. You know what I'm saying?
So our next tune we got here, Genghis Khan, aka Camouflage. We love hip hop alumni, featuring Mr. Smalls and French.
Can't talk to you.
Who tell you for sing?
Hey.
Who tell you for sing?
You're tuned into WLHH motherfucking radio
network. We bigger than the radio. We the network, baby. Yes.
Forward, camel.
I know you heard I run that. I run all of this.
Huh?
I'm a man. I'm above certain politics.
Yes.
Alumni.
For certain catch a hollow tip. When we see him, then it's weapons like communists. North Korea, bitch. Yeah, we bombing. Deep waters reaching out like an octopus. We got our hands on everything. That's just common sense.
Everything. It's a big tune. It's a big tune. It's a big tune.
All right, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Sir Smokalada, aka Trapademics, aka
I kills the blunt.
And to the right of me,
it's me, SSC _ Hey Herx _ PK, also known as Smokey the Bear. You know what I'm saying? Paul Bunyan, Way Herx, you know.
Well.
That's right. I came with a couple of my own AKs today. You know what I'm saying?
And
with a couple for myself, you know. Friday can't always have his own AKs.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we're back. And, you know, a nice Thursday morning. What are we? Is it, I guess, August 2nd for the people who are listening at their desks, for people driving their cars. You know what I mean? Turn down your volume if you're not in the mood for sound effects, because it's going to be one of them type of fucking
the Tourette's is back.
You know what I'm saying? So we're back at the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street here at the corner of Wellesley. It's open every day 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to get your bookings on for any sports events, any dope music events and stuff like that, I know that we try and, you know, I got a few people who want to do an event at the end of the month here. So anybody who else wants to do that, hit them up on Instagram at Youngsterdam _ Lounge, or hit their phone number at 647-278-4369. Before we get into anything, what's going on with you? How was your week, man?
Well, you know, my week was okay. You know, I can't complain. It was good.
Like, any interesting, crazy things going on in the Herc world? Any tires flipping, shit like that?
Nah, I haven't been to the gym. So, yeah, my body, I just let my body recoup a little.
They say you take a break.
Yeah, it's a couple of days.
Okay.
But, other than that, I actually just came from party over by Community 54 before I came here.
Okay.
But other than that, I just been living my life, interacting with the people when I see them. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get some more new merch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and you know, speaking of merch, I always be rocking a lot of different shit. I want to give a quick shout out, okay? I rock a lot of the stuff, you know what I'm saying? And y'all see me rocking a lot of regular stuff. So I want to give a shout out to the man them from the Welcome to OVO store. You know, big up for all of the gear that man's been linking me with. Man's like OVO 40, man's like Ollie, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? I haven't done it, you know what I'm saying? And I be wearing mad gear, but I just shout out the man's them.
Shout out the links.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get into our top 6 tracks that we have in Toronto this week. Because this week... Dog, this week?
Man's like, yo, this week? Yo, this week, nigga? You ain't heard shit last week, nigga? Trust me, this shit, nigga? Yo. This shit changed the motherfucking wheel, nigga.
This shit right here?
Oh, and the bitches? Oh, man. They go crazy for this shit right here, nigga.
What does this motherfucker say? They ride the dick like a horse with the cowboy brand. Or some shit. Shout out to Nas for remaking that lyric.
Oh, man.
The reason that this shit is so crazy is because the Comment Gang came out super strong.
Yeah.
And I say super strong.
That's good to know.
Like, once I started posting the Trapademics videos and different things like that, like the clips on your Instagram, I don't know if what happened, yo, but the comment sections went. One of the comment sections is 128 comments on one
they
video.
They like it. The people are speaking.
On what? 126. Oh, 146.
Ah, there you go.
Shout out to you, Saf. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But. It's definitely unanimous of who they want to see the winner this week.
The people speak, man. They want to hear what they want to hear, man.
So let's get to this list. We're going to start with number 6. Okay, the one that had the least votes. I didn't have to go by any other metrics this time. It was just strictly people voting. All right? So first on the list, number 6 this week in the top 6 tracks in Toronto, Lil Barrett, Time Flies.
Okay.
Yo, that tune right there, the man's them are over there in St. Vincent doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Not even like doing it big. They're not balling out over there. They're just there with like the community. Themselves. You know what I'm saying? Enough little youths them are in the video. Shit is dope. Shit is super, super dope. Number 5 on the list. We love hip-hop alumni. Looney Blue.
Ah.
No answer.
Yo, that track's pretty dope still.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to do this rap shit. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to hit a lick. Yo.
Yeah, he went in on that one.
Yo, the track, yo, I like the way he used the no answer and his callback. Mm. I like how he incorporated that into the track. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he's definitely coming with a different sound, you know?
Yeah, and so, he's rapping.
Yeah.
He's
rapping, you know, and he's making it interesting.
So, one thing, even before we move on, one person jumped in the comments and was like, yo, Looney Blue, for sure. Like, are you crazy? Yeah. So, it's like, the people are, like, speaking. You know what I'm saying? But they also have spoken as far as who they want at number 1 on the list.
Okay.
Number 4, though. Tizzy Stacks, Get Me Gone. Big, big tune. You know what I'm saying? Tizzy Stacks was number 1 before on one of our lists, I think maybe about 3 weeks ago. You know what I mean? He came back with another one, and boom, man hit number 4 on the list right away. Let's get into top three. All right? So, D Chase, Cross.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
I never heard of that, but okay.
Now, the comments when I posted that shit went nuts. Right away, I started seeing D Chase, Cross. But then the other two now. Is where we do the deciding factors, okay? So the top two, and this one was freaking hard to pick, dog, because thank you, Sav, for going through counting all those fucking
names,
doing the tally. So number 2, Same Shift, Self-Conscious. Tune is bod. You know what I'm saying? When I first discovered this shit on YouTube, I was like, yo, who the fuck are these niggas? Okay. Or that one dude and his squad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Track is bud. Really good concept. You know what I'm saying? But the number one.
What's the number one track selector?
Hold on. Let me see if I can find myself a fucking drum roll over in this motherfucker.
Oh, you should have had that shit prepped.
I know, right? Bing, 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 bing,
oh, well, here we go. Getting his Vanna White on. Bing, bing, oh, that's Jeopardy, right? Bing, that's bing, Jeopardy, bing, right? Bing, 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 bing. Final Jeopardy, that's right. Bing, 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 bing. And the answer is you can't find a drum roll.
I think I got one.
Oh. That was so lackluster. That's like when you get that cherry bomb and you light it and you're expecting the bang and it goes.
Oh, I think I found one. And now they just think it's just on a continuous loop. All right, just hush yourself now, man. You didn't come up for me before. Don't fucking come for me now, bro. Anyhow.
Doppy them attack over sorry, your machine.
Sorry, I had a moment. Okay, so number one on the list. Lil D, Overweighted.
Oh.
Okay, so all the people in the comments and stuff, when you're watching this on Instagram later and all that, you're welcome. Okay? Nobody's going to have to come for my head.
Loud a man's head top. Take your hand away from the string of the guillotine. Loud a man's head top.
No, because there's enough people who asked for this track, eh? So if it's not number one, somebody's going to come for my head. They're going to be like, yo, fam, are you dumb?
Yo, on that tip, I seen a thing today I had to repost. Mm. So if this is true, there's some fire shit. Like, it's messed up because old man punched some mute in the face and then supposedly he must have got rushed by everybody after, like, at the beaches or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So the one person, I don't know if it was a man or a female, must have approached the other person. And then the man just hauled off and caught the person, punched him in the face. Bow!
Yeah.
And then he tried to be like, explain himself. And I saw him backing up.
Yeah,
you see his head? But hold up. When he's like, wait. All you hear is a comment, are you dumb?
Toronto slang.
And then they start going in on him, bro. Like 50 people rushed the man, yo.
They
stomped him out, bro. I don't even know what the outcome was. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do one of these. For the people who are listening in the audience.
Friday's on his Kermit the Frog.
It's a tea for you. I don't feel sorry for you, homie.
I don't feel sorry for him either. Yo, it's funny because the song in the meme, this is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Pump. Yo, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, quick thing. Honorable mention, okay? The song that we played at the top of the top of the show, Genghis Khan and Mr. Smalls and French, Can't Talk to Me. That tune needs to get a big up as far as the honorable mention. Because after I put the list together and dropped it, that same morning, I see the video drop. And I'm like, holy, I know that one's going to go crazy in the streets. And it's going crazy in the streets. So it's definitely something that could have been on the top 10, just didn't make it this week. Like, I made the video too early. So honorable mention to y'all. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple things that we need to get into before we get into our interview that we're going to be posting today with Moolah first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dope interview that we did with that Project man there. Rex. Yep, Project Rex EP is out right now. So before we get into anything, though, I want to know one thing.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Jeez. What you got in that C-Vault there, right there, sir?
I have in the C-Vault today. Send a bag. Excuse me. It's the purple candy.
Purple candy. It looks fucking like candy. From when I seen like all these like colorful or like purplish buds sitting in there, it looked like pieces of candy like sitting in the damn thing. And I got me some shit right here.
Take a swift, not the mic.
Mic smells good too. But that's that candy. This week's segment of What You're Smoking On is brought to you by Mother Earth Deliveries Teal. You know what I'm saying? They've provided us with some nicely packaged bags here. A bag of the Orange Crush. Let me see what this Orange Crush. What this Orange Crush do? Ooh. La la. Ooh. Also, they got some Girl Guide cookies? Is that what it's
called? Yes, it is. Girl Guide.
So not Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, guy
cookies.
Well, even the same. That's like the same with the Gorilla Glue, right?
Mm.
Them little girls, that organization sued.
Mm.
Saying, y'all making money.
That's my shit.
That's us. We sell them cookies. Y'all don't sell them cookies. We sell them cookies. You understand what I'm saying?
Jeez.
But also on another side note, in I think it was Colorado, where they opened up their first legal weed store, recreational store, I think it was, or it was not called. It was one of these places that opened up a recreational store recently.
Okay.
The little Girl Scouts must have sat outside of the flipping dispensary and sell off all of their cookies. You understand what I'm saying?
Fucking hustler.
Sat up a table out front of the dispensary and sold all of their legitimate Girl Scout cookies. You understand what I'm saying?
That real shit. You know what I'm saying? She's the real plug.
Yeah.
But if y'all want to get any of these nice goodies here that we're going to be smoking on, hit up Mother Earth Deliveries on Instagram.
That's yes, do
Mother
that.
Earth Deliveries TO. Also, you can hit them up on online, you know, on the internets, right? Meds.medidispensary.ca. Sign up for their whole program and thing like that. Make yourself a member when you want to make your orders.
Membership is key.
For sure, for sure. And when you're making your order and you're about to finish, you get into the notes section, you put WLHH, and you'll be able to get free delivery.
Yes, yes.
See?
Put that money right back on the weed.
Exactly.
Someone say something about empty pipes.
Jeez.
I know I took that from Half-Baked.
Half-Baked.
But, you know, it's a sick tagline, so.
Hey, it's ours now, you know.
Hey, they filmed that here, so they can pay homage. You understand?
There was a couple of things that even that we did this week that was pretty interesting. That little visit to Richview Public
what you're
Library.
Trying to get me into, I was on the same channel there, obviously. But that was dope.
That's the segue. That's my segue.
Yeah, that was dope. When you try to ask me what interesting thing I did this week, well, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That was definitely a good day this week. You know what I'm saying? Something positive to do to start off the week.
Yeah, man, I want to give a quick set of shout-outs, too.
Where are all these fruit flies coming from,
I told you last week, we fucking landed in a third-world country.
Bro, because the door's open, eh?
Shout-out to the Youngsterdam. We got the patio out here, you know what I mean, when people come through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shout-out to a few people that from that whole thing that we did. We did like a reverse podcast, so we got to be guests on a podcast that they were doing for their program. Their first one. Right,
the metrics.
Is that the name of the program?
I think so. We'll get the links and we'll put all that stuff up in our description.
But shout out to Brittany. You know, shout out to Wendy for like organizing that and getting the youth together to see them on them. And you know, it was really dope to see just the reception that we got when we walked in.
Shout out the library, Richview.
Richview Library over there is over there on Islington near Eglinton.
So if you don't know, they have 3D printers, they have green screen, they have cameras, they have recording equipment, they have audio recording equipment, they have computers for you to learn programs, print and learn 3D printing. That's one library. They also have it in other libraries around the city, but those are innovation hubs. So you can just, and it's free if you have a library card.
And shout out to all of the people who were like involved in that whole podcast. So shout out to Kwaku, shout out to Cyan, Krisha, Asha, and Danica.
Yeah, the whole team over there. It was very professional.
Yeah. It was a nice vibe. I like being asked questions rather than asking the questions. You know what I'm saying?
There's a different spin on it, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to everybody over there. It was, you know, give back to the people. That's what it's all about.
If we can help, we're going to help, right?
Exactly. And if there's anything else like that going on in the city, like any community functions and stuff like that, we're all down to get involved, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about just fucking hip-hop with a bunch of guys talking about shooting each other and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? While all that's going on, and that's all that stuff that can help people, like, switch their situations. You know what I mean? Even though it's a lot of violent rap, a lot of that stuff can help motherfuckers get out of their situation
so
that their environment is not violent anymore and now they're rich on tour. So it is what it is. But as far as us, for what we can do for the community, besides, you know, highlighting all of these different rappers that we try to, you know, get interesting conversations with, whatever else is going on, we down. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely down. There was a couple of things.
Hip-hop is about the community, man.
We love the kids. Manulife to give cannabis coverage in partnership with SDM, Shoppers Drug Mart.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Shoppers. Yeah, a friend of mine told me about that. They invested a lot of money into it. I actually, honestly, I know it's like Shoppers Drug Mart. I'd rather see Shoppers Drug Mart deal with it than the what was proposed with the cannabis, like the liquor store outlets.
Yeah, liquor store?
It was not a liquor store, but it was basically like the idea of a liquor store. Like, you know, it wouldn't be, but first they're floating the idea of like having it in the liquor store.
Right.
And then people are like, nah, you can't do that because people that are recovering alcoholics, I mean, they may smoke marijuana.
It might don't be
wanna,
the gateway.
They don't, no, it's not even a gateway. They don't want to be forced to go into the liquor store to go purchase cannabis. And they're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they see it and they may be triggered to buy alcohol.
There was a post that I'm looking for here that I feel like I've seen on Six Buzz.
Yeah, well, so PC Premier now, Doug Ford, said, yo, he's going to do some, he's going to let people do the storefronts.
Okay.
So don't be surprised if you see all the dispensaries start popping back up.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah.
He's going a different way. Yo, the man's going the total opposite way from Lynn, from Wynn, and the liberals. So whatever the liberals were doing, the man's looking to scrap that and do his own thing, right?
Dog, so. October 17th is going to be an interesting time here in the 6 or in the T-dot. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a lot of shit change. One more thing before even we get off of this subject here. One thing that's going to change is that whole ride thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
They're gonna be doing swabs instead of like, you know how like you'll have like the ride and people can blow into a breathalyzer or whatever if they feel that you're drunk. Now if they feel that you're high, they're gonna be swabbing you, and they're gonna be getting even heavier on that type of stuff. Ironic with the sirens in the back at the same time. They're gonna get heavier on that stuff as October 17th comes because they know say enough people are gonna be trying to bun it down.
Yeah, that's why I done switched up my pattern them, you know. Been conditioning myself, you know, because man's, I still see it. I see man's rolling through the city, window down. I see the backwoods. Yo, and you know the funny thing is, some men hide it.
That's some man, suicide, bro.
Some men are just blatant with it, bro. Yo, listen to me.
I think they're in a music video.
Queen and Spadina, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm rolling. All of a sudden, I get a little tickle on my nose, like, I ain't got no weed burning. What the hell's going on? Car in front of me. I see the hand come out the window. I see the smoke. Backwards. Boom. Like out the window.
Soft thing.
Like you're out the window like it's a cigarette, you know, chilling.
You know what that reminds
right
me
of? Right back out the window.
That's like Belly.
Okay.
That's like Belly when he drove past the red light. And motherfucker's like, yo, fam, yo, you passed the red light. Or you,
nigga, I run red light, nigga.
He's like, what the fuck? I don't give a shit. I'm smoking weed. I'm driving. I ain't got no license.
Yo. Yeah, Belly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I seen that shit. I'm like, wow. I remember when I used to do that shit, but I wasn't so blatant with it. You know what I'm saying? We had rules, you know?
Man, think they're living in the music video just bro, in real life.
I've seen them.
Yo, fam, my life is a music video, dog.
I don't know who the person was, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, yo, the man was just out there like, yeah, legal thing. Like, yo, it's legal. I'm legit.
Yo, on the highway is one thing, okay?
Yeah, the highway. You if you're going on like a 2-hour drive or a 3-hour drive, you know what I'm saying? But if you're not a 15-minute highway drive, not from the Gardener to fucking 401, you know what I'm saying?
And hold on, let me put a disclaimer on that. I'm not saying that anybody should drive and smoke weed.
Yeah,
I'm
you don't want to say that. Actually, yeah, we're
that for the people who have done that in the past.
Stop.
If you're going to be smart,
stop.
You should be doing it on the highway rather than on the main road where there's red lights.
Yes,
but I'm not saying
we're not condoning.
Go smoke weed in your car. But if you were to do so,
yes.
Do it on the highway.
Yes.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But quick story.
Yo, highway. Sorry, not to cut you. Yo, listen. Yes. Yo, 2 days ago, I was on the highway driving. Blue Tesla in the fast lane. I swear to you, the lady was asleep behind the wheel because the car was driving by itself.
Jeez.
Yo, I swear to you, the lady was asleep, yo. I swear she was asleep. Yo.
That's like a quick 15.
Bro, I was trying to. She's in the. They're in the fast lane, the passing lane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
and but it's still kind of like traffic. But the way the car is stopping, it's like a car length in front. It's like less than a car length, enough to so another car can't get in front, cut it off. You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe the Tesla's making it do that.
No, because they have that. They have a mode like that.
A motion control.
Yeah, they have a like a pilot where they can. The car will drive itself. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? But yo, I swear to you, the lady was asleep. Okay, she, yo, I'm looking because the way traffic is, I can get up and I can see. And yo, the steering wheel isn't moving. It's like dead straight. You understand what I'm saying? And she's like
having a little snooze. Hold on. Having a quick 15.
Yo, is this lady asleep right now?
A cat nap,
bro. I swear to you, the lady was she was out. She was sleeping. She was sleeping. Man. She was in a dream. Okay, she was in a dream, and the car was doing the damn thing. Oh, I was like, man. Wow. What did I just witness here?
The crazy thing that happened a few years ago, just to put a cap on this smoking weed in October 17th whole thing. Back in the days, I don't know if anybody remembers, and the youngins probably don't remember that kind of news that's been buried. There was a time when mans were driving right on Young and Dundas, okay? They got the blunt going. They're chilling. They're living the music video. You know what I'm saying? Probably chains are swinging. And then the boy then pulled up on the bikes and said, what's that? Searched their car, found the burner, and mans had to fucking go do a heavy charge. Just let's keep that in your mind. Let's put that there.
Yeah, and what year was that, Freddie?
I think that was like 2006 or some shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now we're more progressive. People aren't getting... Yo, listen to me. I'm not trying to be feisty, but I see my... I I'm guilty of it too. I be burning weed and seeing feds and be like, yo.
We be burning, no concern.
Exactly. Sean Paul life, yo. Mm. You know what I'm saying? To the point where it's like, yo, the boy was driving. So what, are they going to bother us because we're smoking now?
Yes.
Before, not now. Yo, listen to me. When's the last time you got stopped for smoking in public?
I don't smoke in public.
Alayato.
Listen, I'll walk down the street and smoke in public, but Alayato. When I see the guy, I'm clipping that shit.
Alayato.
Hey, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Okay, one more thing I wanted to shout out from last, that we didn't shout out last week. All right, we did an episode and then I completely forgot about it. And when I was sitting there chopping audio, I was like, oh shit, your favorite light skin. And I ain't talking about you, fam.
Bro, calm down, pause, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to your favorite light skin, aka Dynamic, and DJ Slam. They had us down there over at the radio station. Yeah. We got to chop it up with them over there at 89.5 over at the FM over there at the UFT campus.
CIUT.
That was back July 20th. All right, so I'm just bringing it up now because we forgot to mention it last week. But big up to them.
They had their last A-list radio thing.
Bring your A game.
Yeah, bring your A game. They had their last show. I'm pretty sure last weekend.
July 28th, they had their show over at at the Black Tavern or the Black Swan, right? Over there on Dundas. So shout out to them, man, there. There's an event that's coming up August 11th that I want to give a quick mention to, or more than a quick mention. It's powered by Urban Fets and Hotbox Cafe and Crooks County Genetics. They present Six Sesh. All right, so that's August 11th. That's in Kensington Market. It goes down from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's an all-day event. There's going to be a bunch of different things going on. All right, so there's going to be live music. There's going to be in Kensington Market, just all through the market. So there's going to be a location in the hot box. There's going to be a bunch of different things going on, right? So there's going to be live music, hood comedy, a silent happy hour. The silent happy hour, I'll give you the information for that right now. That's going to be over at Stadium Nightclub over at 102 Peter Street. Okay, there's gonna be a silent happy hour. So for people who don't know what a silent party is, it's like a party where everybody's wearing headphones,
and then you tune into whatever you want to listen to.
Exactly.
There's different DJs playing their music, and then you listen to who you want to listen to.
Exactly. So that's gonna be going down there. Also on August 11th, as part of that whole Success festival that's gonna be happening.
That sounds dope.
So that's 102 Peter Street. And what else is going on for this? There's going to be raffles. There's going to be the first 500 people who get a pre-sale ticket is going to get a gift bag. And this is like a fucking 420 event, right? So it's just weed, funny shit, and hip-hop. That's all you're getting mixed together. There's going to be American acts coming down. There's going to be local acts from over here, all to be announced. So this is going to be a big, big fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So make sure.
And when is this again?
August 11th. So about 11 weeks. Or 10 days from now, right?
Less almost than two weeks.
So put your, you know, put Pinterest a thing on board. Your calendar, and let people know that you're gonna be occupied August 11th because it's gonna be a fucking crazy day, right?
In Kennington Market.
Yeah. The market. Let's take a quick break. I want to go to a tune here that I found here. I think it was through the gram, or it might have been through the email submissions.
Instagram streets.
These Instagram blocks.
Instagram streets. These blocks.
Or it could have been an email. I haven't shouted out the email in a long time. Email us, okay?
You know, it's funny because I was gonna say it, you know.
Mm.
But go on, pluggy.
Mm. We love hiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Okay. We read these emails. I'm in there. I'm checking them. Don't worry. It's not like they're being not looked at, right? Sometimes it takes some time because there's a lot of them. But keep sending your emails. Send your music. Send a link to a tune. Don't send me the MP3, okay? Because if we have the link, then we play the song on the show. You know what I'm saying? But if I have the MP3, I'm not going to make a SoundCloud link, private one, so that I can fucking play the shit here on the show. All right? So, anyway.
Help us help you, basically.
Exactly. So, with that being said, let's play a tune here by Will Lead, By My Lonely. Let me make sure I have the volume them up. Episode 80.
Season 2.
Jeez.
Nobody know me, now they know me. I'm a lonely, I raise a bar, and now they want me. Shorty on me, I ain't gon' answer when you're calling. Don't ever call me, I'm hitting switches like I'm ballin'. Rubber boarding, so I always keep the heater on me. It's so important, and if a killer want the poly, I can't afford it. I'm getting green like edamame's. 20's pouring, I'm after green like edamame's. Coast to coast, I've been a coast guard like I'm 2-3. Was you a yelling?
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we are buck, and we got our guest in the building tonight.
Yes.
I've been watching the movement for a while now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about from back in the days to now in the new generation and the way that the whole Rex movement has grown. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been something that's been really prevalent in the hip-hop Toronto scene. You know what I mean? And somebody who's been keeping that torch lit and moving it forward is our guest that we have here today. So with no further ado, we have Mula First in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? And is it just Mula or Mula First?
Mula First.
Okay. Yes. So I want to get straight into it because I was listening to that Project Rex project or mixtape, you want to call that?
It sounds like an album, so
we'll call it an album. This is like it's an album.
But these days, it's like anything.
Well, because there's a remix on there, so like that kind of takes it out of the album class, but it bumps like an album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And being part of that whole new Rex generation, right, that whole movement, do you feel like any pressure with that whole, like, you're the new generation of the Rex? You ever get that?
No, I love it. I love it. That's what it is. Mm. I take on that responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Yeah. And there was a track I was listening to, Guan Bill Again. At first I was reading and I was like, and then when I heard the hook, Guan Bill Again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you're saying Canadian citizen. So were you born here in Canada or were you born in Jamaica?
Canadian citizen.
Okay.
Born here.
And like, you have Jamaican roots and stuff, right?
For sure.
What was your favorite reggae song growing up in the yard?
Oh, there's a lot of them. The jams and stuff, you know, like Stucky and the Hot Fox type shit.
Yeah.
Those were my era, you know.
Okay.
But my mom used to play Jackier and stuff, Sizzla in the house, obviously, like, you know. And Jackie Matu is my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah. He made Pass the Dutchie.
Oh, wow.
And things like that. That's my grandpa. You know, nice. My mom's dad.
Okay.
So it's in my blood to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that musical background.
Pass the Dutch. That's sure. A big tune.
Yeah.
Of course.
Major.
Fuck.
It's got like it's got its like anchor.
And the did oh no. They sampled that from him too. That really? Beat.
Wow.
And everything. Yeah.
So like when you were young, were you noticing all this stuff happening around you? Or were you too young to notice it was happening around you?
Or was this even before you were born? Like,
it's before I was born.
Yeah. But like the effects of like just having all that music in the family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's always been there, you know?
Yeah.
Always been writing since I just knew myself.
Yeah.
You know, 4 years old, like been just doing it, freestyling type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I just always grew up Jay-Z, 50 Cent. Type thing.
Mm-hmm.
They really like groomed me into what I am today. Jadakiss and then the Locks, yeah. Gluch, whatnot. So
yeah, those are common names.
Common themes that pop up, that pop up amongst a lot of our guests.
Yeah. Jadakiss, Styles P, Chic
former
Gluch.
Alumni always talk about that.
Yeah.
Styles 100%. P, Jadakiss, the Locks, they're like staples in a lot of the core hip hop. In Toronto,
it's part of the reason I think is one of the main reasons because they're lyricists and a lot of the people that in Toronto y'all care about lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And even when you're saying like with your parents playing music in the house and stuff like that, right? When you started rapping and stuff, were they the type of parents that were like, "Yo, forget that rap shit," or were they encouraging of it?
No, my mom's gang. She's all for it. Like she loves it, you know?
That's yeah.
Cool. I was even when I was in middle school, I even got in trouble like for writing a rap that and I threw it away in the recycling bin and the teacher was looking through it in the recycling bin and they're like, "Oh, this is like vulgar language, whatnot."
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. They sent me to the office, whatnot. And then they call my mom. My mom's like, "Oh, so like at least he's writing something. Like at least he's doing English. But he's doing something, exactly. You know." Like,
but then they found it in the recycling bin.
Yeah,
so you threw it away.
Exactly.
It's not like you were there. Whatever. You know, you left it on your desk for someone to find. No, you threw it in the recycling bin because it's meant to go where it was supposed to go. And then someone picked it up, exactly. And you get in trouble for that. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. That's his school.
But even. Indirects and stuff like that, right? Like you're in, and this is in school in the Rex, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, a Rex all my life.
Yeah, and it's known for being like a tough neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? What was some of the different things that you like? Some of the rougher things that you had to deal with growing up here, especially like Doomstown.
Yeah, it's just like when you walk out your house, that's what you see, right? The dealings, guns, gangs, you know, sets, whatnot, and it's. That's what you walk out your house and you're right a part there. Of it already. You know, so that's what it is.
Even if you didn't want to be a part of it, it's right there in front of your face.
That's what it is. You see niggas smoking, doing like, it's hard not to pick it up. You know? Don't get me wrong. You can still be a good kid or whatnot. But if you're listening to, you know, gangster rap and shit, it's going to like influence you to do these things, right?
Yeah.
Especially got enough niggas in the hood rapped and shit and they were nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wanted to be nicer than them. So
yeah, Rex has produced a lot of artists.
Definitely. And like, even growing up, what do you think one of the biggest lessons you learned?
That being from the hood is a gift and a curse, right? Mm. The curse is that we lost so much, you know, just to get here, and it took so long just to get here, and we still have to go, you know, more.
Yeah.
And the gift is that we learned. If I never grew up in that street life, I would not know half of the things I know now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be who I am.
Yeah.
Right? And I love who I am. I'm comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
So that's a gift and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've learned growing up in the projects.
Yeah. And like, when did you start getting the motivation to start rapping?
My OGs. Like, I always used to go to Elm Bank Community Center, and they would just be nice, you know, like Payback, you know, Illy,
them,
you know.
Illy.
I used to see them, you know, I always want to be them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're both nice.
I was like, yo, I got to be nicer than these guys. How come I, you know, that's what made me get up and want to do that. And here I am, right?
Yeah. And like...
The influence that the man them don't even know how they influence certain. They know how they influence certain man, cause like Black of the Don is a product of Illy and them. That's his family.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, Payback and, you know, facts. So it's inspiring you. And they probably don't even realize they did, or they did know. Just you saying like that, I want to be nicer than them. I want to be, because they were in their prime. They were
2 to 6. They're looking at me when I'm coming in. He's coming.
Yeah, see, they can feel the hunger. Yeah, they can feel the hunger off you. Like, yo, we got to watch out for this young buck here because he's coming for us. You know what I'm saying? So we got to step our game up and make sure we're on par.
Facts. And they were always supportive, you know, and always wanted me to get my license, things that pay for my license. Yo, you know, you don't have your G2 yet. Make sure you get your G2. Da-da-da-da. They always been supportive.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Yeah, and even like Jellystone, right?
Jelly.
OG.
OG. OG.
You know what I'm saying? Money can't buy you happiness. How old were you when that money buy me happiness?
Honestly, I don't even remember that time. That time I was somewhere running around Martin Grove, and I wasn't even in that video or nothing. But I was always like a fan of Jellystone. I knew he was like big and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was good. That was in Martin Grove.
Yeah, when he popped out the whip, started throwing the money in. The video was like, that shit was crazy back in the days, bro. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Factual. And like, how'd you hook up with 40?
Jellystone.
Ah.
The roots through Jellystone, Illy Payback, you know? The first time we linked up, you know, I went to the studio. I didn't even know that was 40, but he was spitting some gems, you know?
Yeah.
So, definitely through Jellystone, Illy Payback.
Yeah.
100%.
And you mentioned that he was spitting some gems. One of the things I want to know is, like, being around 40 and Harley, his young buck engineer over there, right? What did they do to help you develop your style? Because that's like probably like 2015 or so you started dealing with them, no?
Yeah.
And you've been putting out videos since 2011.
2010. 2009, to be honest.
Wow. See, I didn't even dig deep enough because I was there on
Friday online last night.
Yeah, and when I did We in the Hood, you know that We in the Hood? That was like, I was already like in that time. We did a bunch of stuff before that.
Yeah, okay.
You know? But that's what really set us off, you know?
Yeah, and your style was super raw back then. You know what I'm saying? So, raw. Like...
Gangster.
Being around them, man, what did that do to develop your style? Did that help develop the style?
100%. Like, just 40 space alone, it just helps the mental state.
Yeah.
Brought me to the studio, you know? Every week, once a week. And I just developed my style for 8 hours.
Like a whatnot, job.
And come out with the, you know, it's like the hyperbolic time chamber. Come out stronger than ever, and here we are. Yeah. Now I can do that shit on my own. I don't even need that type thing.
And like the writing process, like you were writing before. Mm-hmm. There's like no way that you could be like lyricing, unless you're like one of the Jay-Z types who just stores all the lyrics in your head. But through working in the studio and having that regular shift in there, do you still write, or do you do a put it in your head, put it down kind of thing?
I do both. Sometimes I write. My strength is in writing. Like if I sit down and, you know, really like, yo, I'm going to body this track, I'm bodying it type thing. But when I do references, it's like often when I'm like, if I had a dream or something or a nightmare, I'll get up in the middle of the night, go downstairs in my basement, make a beat, whatever, throw whatever I have in my head, whatever I had the nightmare about, whatever, and just freestyle on it. And then that's the direction I'm going.
So you produce also? You know?
Oh, for sure. The whole Project Rest. That's all my beats.
Okay.
All my stuff. I do that. You know?
Wow. Yo, shout out to Spotify, but one of the fucking problems with this whole streaming thing is that you don't have the thing so you can look and see who's produced everything.
Exactly.
And that's a gem down. Right there. That's you produced gem. All those beats?
You have to go and Rap Genius type shit. Like, yeah. Look, like.
So when did you start producing?
2013.
Okay.
13. I was a rookie those times, but I stuck at it. Got there. Yeah. Now we're here.
So what do you use to produce on? Do you use like Fruity Loops?
Okay. Ableton. Both of those.
So use software.
Yeah. And I get my guys come in.
Yeah.
Piano, you know? Just make it a symphony.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I'm an artist.
And were you going through that whole thing of like, you know what? I'm tired of like looking for beats or waiting for beats. I'm just going to make the shit myself.
No, I never really had a problem with beats because it's been always there. When I was going to the Elm Bank studio, the community center, Magic Finger Wong, one of my guys, he's a producer.
Okay.
He always been making beats, giving it, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just wanted, I just wanted to do it. I'm like, you know, I don't just rap. I want to make the beats too. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Okay, okay. Dope, dope. And even with the way that music has changed over the years, like, has your approach changed? Like have you taken, start taking, like, putting less words in the verses and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. Just studying, taking advice from other people, you know, like what they have to say doesn't mean they're always right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, just taking advice, homework, and you don't know. Like, if you don't do it and study it, you're not going to be as good. You're going to be kind of rusty, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because even when I hear the flow on a track like Bugetto or compared to, like, from the tracks from back in the days, it's definitely a different type of flow style. You know what I'm saying?
You have to adapt, right?
Yeah.
Adapt.
Yeah, and I think that you've done it well, man, in my opinion. You had a lot of videos with Pyrex and stuff also. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My brother.
Yeah, tell me about that relationship. Like, how did that start?
Forever.
A young Rex.
Forever. Rex the kids. Dry knees and shit. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, kids.
Nice.
Grew up with a man. We done everything. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hard times, good times, best times. There's no falling out.
Yeah.
We know we're bros.
Yeah.
You know.
And he signed to Def Jam now, no?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's blessed.
Def Jam. Yeah. No, we're just working. He's coming out with the album soon. We're just working on it.
Okay.
You know. All right. Soon come out. Videos.
Some collabs with him.
Oh, 100%. 100 always. Yeah, always. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, nice. Definitely.
I'm waiting to hear some new collabs from you. Yes. From you and Pyrex.
I'm looking for some new Pyrex.
Yeah. Soon. Definitely. I was watching the video that you have there, We in the Hood, and you had some of our alumni in it, like Turk, Genghis Khan was in there, you know what I'm saying? What were some of the main differences that you see in the Toronto rap scene back then to what you see now?
Okay. It was very way more, like, you had to be nice. You had to be nice. You actually had to be good.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I jarred for all those niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I jarred for Genghis Khan because I see his movement. I see what he's doing. I know he spit. He came through, bodied that.
Definitely did.
Turk come through, you know, real nigga.
Yeah.
Came through, bodied it, right? Mm-hmm. So, Pyrex, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Crooked Letter Schemes on it.
Yeah.
I just drew for niggas that I thought was nice. Nowadays, it's just a bunch of whatever. Like, it's whatever. You can get up, wake up, and do whatever you want type thing. And it's really just whatever. I don't even know how to go into detail with that. It's definitely just whatever.
Yeah, it's, I have like a off the page type of question. It's like, do you feel that there's more rappers out there these days who don't take rapping seriously? They're just trying a ting.
Yeah. Definitely, it's the new crack game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just trying to step in, make a couple of dollars. They're actually in it for the money. When I was in Elmbank Community Center, I did not say, okay, you know what? I want to make money. I'm looking at it, yo, this is a competition. I want to be the best.
Yeah.
And I love it type thing. I'm going to be the best lyricist there is type thing. So,
and whatever comes with that.
I'm not doing it for the money. I just want to help inspire. Now I'm on the inspire. I want to help inspire my community type thing. And Rex is on his own island. His own island, definitely divided. You know, it's his own country type thing.
Yeah.
You don't really hear Rex a lot now, you know? So, but we're coming. We're definitely coming. You know, we're coming.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a lot of people. I even, like, names like Ghetto Concept come to mind. Like, there's so many legends that come from the Rex and new rappers that are coming out of the Rex that are doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you are right. There's not as many people that are coming out of the Rex as they used to be back in the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there is. But you guys just don't hear about it.
Mm.
You know, because one of the times when I was watching this podcast, and that's when Bugetto came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys are saying, like, oh, like, where are these guys from type thing.
Yeah, we're like, what area you're from. Yeah.
And it's just like, that's so weird because after the groundwork we put in, a lot of these people that are even rapping out in Toronto used to listen to us. That's why we inspired them to even rap.
Yeah, right.
So I found that kind of weird.
Yeah. You know what it is too? It's, we get a wash of so much information that comes at us at one time that sometimes it's hard to process. Like, you're looking, you're like,
where?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I'm looking back now at the videos and I'm doing my research over the last few weeks, right? I'm there looking at, and I'm like, oh, that's this place, that's that place. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking now in a more focused lens rather than the lens that we're getting with a whole bunch of music coming at us at once. You know what I mean? I'm focused in on you. So now when I'm looking at the video, I'm like, oh, that's the fucking Rex. Mm-hmm. Like from the jump of the video, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? Especially from the older ones too.
But I was thinking like, how did they not know the Rex?
Yeah.
They're older. They're older than all these, the Molly niggas. How did they not know the Rex? That's what I was thinking.
No, we fucked up that day. Definitely, definitely. And but
and ever since that day, I couldn't wait to come here. I couldn't wait to come here.
We got you here now. That's good.
Because there's a lot of product in the racks coming now. And trust me, we're swarming.
So tell me who to look out for from the racks, like new artists.
Well, it's definitely Pyrex, Young Lava.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Young Lava was on the six list.
Yeah, on our top six.
Yeah, definitely. Pilla B.
Yep,
alumni.
You know, and we'll let you know, so forth, you know, type thing. I'm definitely gonna hit you on the one and be like, ah, this is the guy that's coming next, because there's definitely like a ton of them. Yeah. They just want to rap. They just want to do this.
Yeah.
But we gotta open the doors for them, right?
Hey, and you know, this is what we're here trying to do as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We were even talking about earlier, like how the channel kind of got fucked up and everything, but like,
we're going to rebuild.
It's important that we keep on doing what we're doing, because I'm starting to realize there's not a lot of outlets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At first, I was kind of just playing it for like, oh, it was whatever, but now I'm realizing, shit, there isn't a lot of outlets.
No, there's not. The platforms are limited.
Yeah.
If you're not on a platform nowadays, it's like you're nobody.
Yeah.
And there's really great artists out here. Not even just from the Rex. There's great artists. The man pressing his MPC on the couch at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sick. But it's because there's no platform for him. There's no outlet for him.
Yeah.
He can't come up. He has to put in that work to make people see him. And even when you do put in that work, it's like, that's not enough work.
Mm-hmm.
There's the great artists that I've seen with like probably like 200, 500 views.
Yeah.
And then there's that whack artist that has how much, whatever views it is, a million, billion views. And it's just like, really?
How?
You just got to be whatever these days.
It's like, it's a combination of people who know how to get in front of people's faces, who are fighting with people who have talent but don't have that know-how to get in front of people's faces.
Yeah.
Right? When you have both of those that come together, somebody who's talented and knows how to get in front of everybody's face, that's like that perfect synergy. They
market themselves.
Yeah. Because it's like you get to see good product pushed in your face. Right? But there's a lot of people who are mediocre who know how to push shit really
well. Yeah, they know how to upsell their product.
Yeah.
They may not have the greatest music, but they know how to really promote and hustle.
And move that work.
And nowadays, but it's that dumb shit that gets that views, you know, like going to punch someone in the face type thing that, oh, yeah, okay, this is why he's hot. Mm-hmm. This is why he on Billboard.
Yeah.
Type thing. That's like the main outlet now.
This is true.
Insta.
Well, the more that a lot of people act up on the gram, the more records they sell is what people is the school of thought these days. Right. One of the last questions I wanted to ask you, outside of rapping and stuff, right? Do you like ever like you have any other aspirations like rapping? Oh, sorry, not rapping. Acting, different things like that.
Definitely. Movies. Like, I'm a creative. I write my scripts for the videos. I eventually want to make movies. Definitely. Production company. I want to do all of it. I want to do the whole nine.
Yeah.
You know, and get everyone from the Rex, give everyone from the Rex a job type thing in what they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Dope. And with Jellystone and 40, right, like mm-hmm. being two OGs that are very influential and who know a lot about the business, right, what is, like, a piece of advice that any of them has given you, like a real jewel that stuck with you?
When I first met 40, he told me, like, use what you have type thing. Like, don't go out and get, like, the biggest machine or software. That's expensive type thing. Get something small. Learn how to use it first. And then move on. And you could do the big boards and machines and things like that. It's all a fashion thing,
mm-hmm.
type thing. So just use what you have, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
If it's a banger, it's a banger. If it's a hit, it's a hit. If it's whack, it's whack. If it's trash, it's trash.
Master your tool.
Nowadays, people are not even mastering this stuff. If it's a banger, it's a banger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just say it. All that extra stuff. And that's the GOAT himself saying that. So
use what you have. Yeah.
Use what you have.
Same thing that Frank said. That Jay Dilla told him, learn your tool, learn your equipment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you have an MP 1000, learn that machine, know it till you can do it with your eyes closed.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically the same advice.
Learn what the EQs mean and the compressors, all that stuff. A lot of people just want to just go buy something and they don't even know how to use it. And it's some big equipment. It's like, okay, I finally bought it now. I saved up my money for this. How do I use it?
Yeah.
You have to go call a man or whatever you got to do to learn how to work the thing.
Yeah. And you know? It could take mad time that you're wasting when you could just be mastering what you already have.
And then no one could stop me. I'll be on my deathbed because I have an app on my phone.
Right.
I can do the beats on my phone and rap on my phone if shit ever gets sticky. You know what I mean? There's no, like, I just set up anywhere. There's no me calling a man, I need to do this. I need to do that. Nah, there's none of that.
Mm.
You know? You got to have your own factory.
Yeah.
Trust me, all that calling someone to, like, it's, go to it's, meet it's up, too late
someone in the studio.
It's too late. Too late, man.
But that's also a lot of our guests have their own studios.
Mm-hmm.
That's a common theme also that I've been picking up on the show, like Black of the Don.
Mm-hmm.
The KB,
not Black, Slim De Niro.
No, Black too, though. He was producing. When he was, you know what I'm saying? He started producing stuff like that. Slim De Niro has his own. Boogs, flipping, the KBF. They have their, like, a bunch of these guys, yourself, Bars. Everybody, these guys have their own setups where they're like, I do it all myself because boom, boom, it's easier when you can do it yourself.
Exactly. And
you're relying only on yourself. Definitely. You don't have to worry about someone else's hiccups and their whatever.
No, facts.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's how it's to be the best. When Dr. Dre and them were doing it, they just did it. You know? Record, all right. Learn, I don't know if the mix is right. I probably don't care if the mix is right, but the song's a banger, that's for sure.
You learn as we go. Know?
That's
what's up.
And what's up next for you? Like, what's going on with a new project?
I gotta shoot visuals. Like, we're coming like the X-Men. I'm making sure that Rex still is coming like the X-Men. This is it for us. You know, our own country of guys to inspire the country, and not just the country, the world. Inspire them, and that's the whole thing. I even did the thing with Asian Doll, is to get the youth and give them that karma. You heard the song Karma on Project Rex?
Give them
that karma, give them that inspiration to show them that they could do it, and there's no guideline, there's no limits. You do that just because you're getting 200 to 100 views and you're super nice, you could do it. Keep going. That's my that's what I want for the culture. That's what I'm doing. I'm not just gonna get my money, whatever, and then make up who I am now.
Right.
Because this is not storytelling. We do this, and this is for us. We gotta come up first, then help the city, then help the country, then help the world.
Mm.
Right? So it's one step at a time, and trust me, we're coming like X-Men, and I'm Magneto.
Aye.
Okay.
For real.
You know what? I have one more question. Before, and I want to see if we could hold you for, we have a session called Smoke and Mirrors, mm-hmm. where we talk about like weekly news topics.
Let's get it. I'm here. Right?
I have one more question before we get to that. You have this two-part track on Project Rex, Javon Story. Mm-hmm. Is it called Javon Story?
It's Javon Part 1 and 2.
Javon Part 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. What is going on in that struggle in that track, man? That's
crazy. It depends which one.
Well, part two is the first one that pops up. And then part one is the last second track. One. So why did you do that, first of all?
I just felt like it was a nice transition to that song.
Why did you do part two second and part
two? Because I wanted part to one show, second part and part two first. Is that's the devil side. That's the devil talking to me. And then the part one is God talking to me. Okay. So I didn't want to do God first. And then devil after. I wanted to, resolve the album in, God.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So the part two, I feel like it's more of, you're trying to be this guy that's inspiring the country now. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da-da. But did you forget what you did? This is what you did. You remember? You remember Javon type thing.
That shit's heavy.
That's what catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you are type thing. The part one is where God is talking to me and I'm just confessing a whole lot of stuff and trying to move the culture forward. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about Instagram. It's not God, all this Instagram stuff, man. Trust me, man. People are too caught up in it.
Oh, for sure.
Way too caught up in it.
It's a distraction.
God is gonna come, and everyone's gonna be on their phones, just like this. Like, I can't deal with that. So I'm just trying to, like I said, grab the youth. Like, you can't help everyone, obviously.
Facts.
But grab the youth, and give them that karma.
Yeah.
So they know where to go, because now this Gucci store, I want to make it be cool. This nigga, he has $1 million billion and he still is walking into Walmart buying George. The George tracksuits, the Hanes. That's what I want to inspire. I don't want to make it so what about for the guy, all this club stuff. What about for the guy when he's done, you go back home, you wake up, you went to the club with $500 a rack, or whatever you went to the club with.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, and then you have no more money. You're still going to bump the club songs that are telling you, my shoes cost more than your life, this, that. Are you still going to do that? Or do you want to put on a J. Cole, Kendrick, Project Rex?
Yeah.
You can't club it to death. Okay. And that's what a lot of people are doing now, is just clubbing it to death. Yeah. And that's not what I represent. Okay. I'm trying to change the game. I'm not here to just
seek something. You're bringing something different.
Okay, get my money and that's it. I want to get my money, help people, give them something that they've never had before. And that Asian doll shit, before that, niggas never even seen a Porsche in the hood like that.
Yeah.
Nah. They when I brought her there, she's chilling. Asian doll's a real nigga. She came through, block, posted up, Jamestown, alleyway.
Yeah.
Outside. I've seen on the gram. Yeah. The kids outside. It was like when I was young, and if I was to see 50 Cent or something, or Jay-Z, that's how much it meant to them. Like, oh my God. Asian doll's here.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. So I wanted to just inspire them.
Yeah.
They could do that too. It's not right. impossible.
Yeah.
You don't want to lead them astray. You want to show them there's options. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's real what I'm shit. Here for. That's what I do.
I
didn't spend 10 years in the game just to club it to death.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I don't want to do that.
I can respect that.
I'm even nearing my phone because I'm like, you're giving me bars for like the title of the fucking show.
Yeah.
You gave me another one earlier that I'm like,
day, it's contradiction too, right? Like the Project Rex is also contradiction as mm-hmm. well. It's showing you contradiction. Like, okay, yeah, you start off, you're turning up, whatever. You get to Bujato, you're turning up. You're still talking about, okay, I have Versace and shit like that.
Yeah.
But not every track should be Versace or Gucci.
You start to dig into
some
stuff.
Dig in, like, yo, boom. This is for the kids that are just like me. And they take that and show their friends and inspire their friends.
Yeah.
No,
this is about contradiction. Like, I'm not saying I'm not going to rap about Versace ever again. I'm just saying, like, is that all you do? Rap about Versace?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. It's the content.
It's a real shit.
It's coming repetitive. Very repetitive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do something different, I commend that. Because, yeah, different. There's nothing wrong with doing different and knowing what you're doing and why you're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because a lot of people, like you said, it's like the dope game right now. It's trying to make money. And if that's what's selling, well, that's what I'm going to do because that's what's selling.
Exactly. Yeah, right? 1-2 rap on YouTube. Wake up out of their bed. Just do it. Trying to get money.
So let's get into our Smoke and Mirror session.
Smoke weed every day.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right. So let me get back in here with a tune here. 365 kg defeated. And some tunage.
Tunage, my P. Tunage. Run the track. Run the track.
We got to get through the movie part in the beginning. Sorry, folks. You know, every music video in Toronto comes with a trailer.
It's a cinema now. But that's good, though.
No. For music video value, it's great.
Yeah.
When we're playing it on the show, all you're hearing is heartbeats.
No, obviously.
Cars going by.
No, for sure.
You brought home, right?
And then when they wheel it back.
Anyhow. 365 kg defeated.
Pass the tablet for a second.
Let's go.
I'm trying to stay on my feet. Ain't nothing fair in these streets. I gotta keep me some heat. Hennessy, pull me up so I don't feel it.
Yo!
Give me the money I need it. You better not make me repeat it. Foreign car, just speed it. Push start, okay. I'm not even 20, but I just made 20. You wouldn't believe it. My life like a dream. I fell in love with a triple beam. She see that we getting green, now she wanna fuck with the winning team.
Yeah!
Real niggas all around me. You reach to get rowdy.
Can cruise to this.
That one, that's a cruise thing, man. That's that fucking go getting a lot of things done in a day music. So yeah, let's get into our smoke and mirrors, yo. There was a nice interview for all the listening audience. Hope you all enjoyed the Moolah first interview that we just dropped earlier. But
yes,
there's a lot of new things that are going on in the news, right? One thing in particular for us Torontonians, because we're getting right now to this weekend, and this is the weekend for if you're a Caribbean or if you're just a person. I was just a black person. Okay, let me just spit it
out.
Hold
on, the flag we have.
I got my Bajan flag. Are you ready with it? But I'm not going to be waving my flag over there. I got
It's Caribana.
Caribana
time. Caribana weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Jump up.
Jump up and wave. Float time.
What's it called now? Is it not?
It's
not
Caribbean. It's Scotia Bank presents Caribbean Cruise. Parade.
What?
Yeah, something like that. It's not even Caribana no more. Or they might have brought back Caribana, but I don't think so. But I'm pretty sure you got to pay now. Last year you had to pay to get
it. They've been on that pay shit from
but
time.
That's ridiculous because before it used to be free, it used to be longer. Go all the way down, all the way across the lakeshore to Park Lawn and turn back.
Well, they still have the lakeshore going on.
Yeah, right.
Because I went last year.
Yeah, but they only only so far.
They only let off certain floats.
It doesn't go past Jameson. It doesn't even go to Jameson no more. It used to go to Park Lawn Friday.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking far.
It used to go to Park Lawn. And that was when it was free. Okay? It was free. It used to go to Park Lawn. Okay. Yeah. Now you have to pay $20 and it loops in Exhibition Place.
Really?
So it goes through Princess Gate, comes down through all of the Manitoba, Saskatchewan, all those province name streets, back onto the lakeshore, and loops, like, it just does a little loop.
Well, I went last year.
It's fenced in, man.
Last year I went and it was all right. I still had a nice vibe. There was still enough little one, two.
I'm not saying you're not going to have a nice vibe. I'm just saying it's ridiculous that you have to pay.
Yeah, yeah. But one thing I want to know is, what's your craziest Caravana story?
Oh, man, I can't tell that here.
Okay, so then give me your second craziest that you can tell here.
Oh, man.
I got two, so.
Caravana. Okay, I remember, like, when I was, like, 16, and I just, like, I, you know, I'm a couple years in Parkdale.
Mm.
And me and Jugs went down there, and we did the all-nighter thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we went down. That's when it was lit, though. That's when you have to remember when it's, like,
you know, in the Friday night and then the Saturday night.
Friday and the Saturday, like, we bleaching, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having a good time. Hotel Young street room, vibes. We were doing the thing. But yeah, we're just young that time, so we're bleaching, you know what I'm saying? Just causing fuckery. But, yeah, that was a good one. Back when I was that young. I can't get into too much detail. But, you know, we were doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
One let me redirect detail it. With? Okay.
Let me redirect it. It doesn't have to be what happened with you that you're like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. So, okay. But what was the craziest Caravana
that was going on
just around you?
All right, so one time we're at King and Dufferin jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the thing. You know how it is at King and Dufferin Caravana.
Mm-hmm. PK life.
Jamming, drinking, smoking. Gal them are there. People are going to McDonald's, Hasty Market. Tasty's is bubbling.
It's our backyard.
That's the gate. When the gate's still bubbling these times.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we're there in the parking lot, McDonald's, music's playing, you know, people are drinking, smoking, whatever is going on. All of a sudden, like fucking 40 feds come around the corner and done the fucking McDonald's King and Dufferin party. Start smashing bottles.
What?
Boom! Break it. Yo, listen to me. They came through like a riot squad, bro. And literally cleared out the corner till yo, their words were, yo, get out of here, go downtown.
But why?
Because they had enough of us in Parkdale. Like, yo, there's too much people here, it's time to go downtown. They just wanted to redirect the shit out of Parkdale. You know how McDonald's...
So aggressively?
Yo, bro, they came deep. They came aggressively Friday.
Wow.
They came deep like a riot. And these are uniform feds. They're not even like, you know, it's bike feds. This is bike feds. They came hard, like smashing bottles. Yo, you guys get the fuck out of here. Downtown.
Get your ass the fuck out of here, you motherfucking niggers.
Go downtown. They literally cleared the whole block.
Wow. So I got two crazy ones. Okay. I was telling one of these in the barbershop earlier. So.
And I also have my Ragu one.
You got the Ragu story.
That's my other Caravana story.
You know what I'm saying? So, story number one. I used to get super drunk back in the days, right? Everybody knows me as the sober MC now. But back in the 90s, they're talking about the 90s now, right? 96. Oh, oh. I'm out here with my brethrens, all right?
Kofi with the dreads?
Dreadlock Ricky.
Ricky Dread!
I'm there jamming on the lakeshore, me and my Montreal crew.
The Forerunner?
You know, just on the walks, you know what I'm saying? Okay. On the walks. I'm getting my paper, you know what I'm saying? Them times I was there slanging some dime bags and shit, thought I was cool, you know what I'm saying?
That's another hustle in Caravana weekend.
Yo, when you're on the lakeshore, we used to sell beer, we used to sell everything. But that day, you know, it was just way back in the 90s, I'm there fucking getting my paper. Got all rid of all my shit, pocket full of money. Killed the Tanqueray, because we were drinking Tanqueray with orange juice. We put the orange juice bottle, the glass orange juice bottle, and just fill it up with fucking Tanqueray and just a lick of orange juice. And man's them just beating the Tanqueray and orange juice walking down, right? Each man had a separate bottle.
Yeah, I know those days.
Right? So now...
Tanqueray days.
Bright Ricky Dread with the dreads thinks, all right, you know what? What would be smart is to drink a 40-ounce after I finish my bottle of Tanqueray. That would be really smart.
Why did you do that to yourself?
So...
You know you done fucked up, right?
I had the backpack. You know what I mean? Because them days.
You know you done fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up.
You know you done fucked up, right? You said you drank the orange juice and.
Killed the whole thing.
Before the 40 ounce. You know you done fucked up.
And I had the backpack because this is 96.
Yeah, backpack. Oh, that's Souls of Mischief.
Backed out the fucking gold 40 ounce out the backpack and started to go to town.
Souls of Mischief days.
Old E thinking I'm the shit. Down the whole thing. Now I'm there walking back with my bridges and I start seeing them get further and further away.
So swoosh.
And I'm like, yo. The words can't come out my mouth no more. And next thing you know, I say, yo, I just let me sit on this bench right here. And I went over.
For those who don't know, Friday just pretended to OD.
Okay. I think they heard that part on the mic. Yeah. Right? And then went to, took a nap.
Yeah, because you know what happened there? Mm. That's that malt liquor. That 40 ounces of that malt liquor mixed with that hard liquor. Mixed with that orange juice, mixed with that heat, and probably an empty belly. Oh, you understand man. What I'm saying?
I'm fully camouflaged out.
Right? You see that? In the heat.
You know what I'm saying?
Overdressed.
Pocket full of money.
Overdressed. Trying to show out.
Tim boots.
Trying to show out for this Caravana weekend.
And I'm laid out on the bench.
Yep.
Sleep.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a nap.
No.
I slept for hours. I slept for 2 hours straight.
Could have got your pockets picked.
When I woke up, the first thing I did is check my pockets. All the money I made still there. Pocket and I check. Got up and my bedrooms were gone. Thanks, guys. and I pointed at the camera because I still fuck with them.
They're probably thinking, oh, Friday got himself a ting. Yeah. Meanwhile, Friday's blackout on the fucking bench.
Guys.
Blackout in his camouflage, Tim boots. Dreads hanging in the sun for how many hours? God knows.
I had the fucking hat. You know what kind of hats I had? The Crocodile Dundee hats there? Where you can do the one side flapped
with
up.
The string.
Laid out on the bench.
I can picture that shit.
I got up and I just started jogging back down the lake shore. Just like.
Got the second wind now.
I
gotta
get out of here and I just got the fuck out of there. All right? That's one story.
That's hilarious.
Okay? Second story.
Hilarious, Friday.
And this one is not as funny, but it was kind of crazy. The fucking Caravana in the 90s, or it could have been, it was the 90s as well, because I wasn't moved here yet, when everybody ran about 6 times.
Oh, because of the fake shooting?
No, there was actual real shootings.
Well, people know, because, okay, obviously there was a shooting, but there's sometimes, you know what it is? It's like the after effect.
Mm.
Someone got shot or shots fired, and then they don't know. Oh, more, and then you see another crowd just shift.
No, we're on the lakeshore on a Saturday, okay? And everybody's jamming. And it was like the city was, because we were having this whole discussion about how the city is not getting worse. It is getting worse, but it's not getting way worse.
I think the last person killed at Caravana was shot by police.
And it's been a while since Caravana has been that crazy. That's the whole point of the conversation that we were having.
Sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Right? Because the whole thing is, over the years, Caravana has changed. And they've been trying to change it. They've been trying to make it more and more secure.
Yeah.
But the last time that Caravana has been really fucking crazy has been like the late 90s and early 2000s. There's been a long space of time where there's been incidents when you get a whole bunch of people together. Yes, an incident happens here and there.
It
hasn't been, oh, did you hear this Caravana? People got shot. But people have been for a long time saying, yo, I'm not going to Caravana. I'm going to get shot.
Yep.
But people have not been getting hit at the rate of what I remember in that
fucking day. Back in the day, it was more. Yeah, 20 years ago, it was more.
That day, I ran. Or what we do is like we'll pose up on a tree or something like that rather than run with the crowd. But 6 times. Because people were like, a shooting happened, and then the crowd just
going. They shift.
A shooting happens, the oh shit, here's a mob of people running this
exactly.
way. One of those times, an undercover got his knee blown off. You don't remember that?
Ooh.
That was a big one. The man got his knee blown off. He was sitting on a bench.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that. I'm pretty sure that, like I said
earlier.
That was
the worst Caravana.
Nah, the guy got shot. I'm pretty sure last time he got shot was by a police there. The guy pulled out his gun there, and the police shot him.
Yes, in the Dundas Square.
No, Caravana Lakeshore in his belly right there.
Ooh.
And then the flipping ambulance thing was going over him. Like they had the sheet there. The guy was laid out there. It's pretty gruesome.
There was the one in Dundas Square where the man popped the man, and then he basically ran right there into the police.
Oh, RIP Space Boy.
Mm.
because that's who you're. That's what you're talking about, right? Space Boy, yeah. That's the incident where a Space Boy, he basically got shot, and the guy turned around and ran right into the police with the gun in his hand. That was downtown Dundas Square.
But there's no avoiding it at that point, because after years, and once again, RIP Space Boy, right? But after years of like those that bad Caravana time back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I got to remember, in the 90s, early 2000s, we were really getting it in. A lot of people kind of make it, we're like, yo, what's going on with these bad youths now? But like, yo, in the 90s, men were carrying burners in their knapsacks and shit. Eh? Like, it wasn't like knapsacks for fucking spray cans. You know what I'm saying? The whole, because everybody's like, yo, that's when the real hip hop was. We weren't carrying fucking spray cans in our knapsack. I wasn't a goddamn tagger. You know what I'm saying? There was little young niggas.
Man. Calm down, relax.
I'm passionate. But, like, you know, you see, like, those Black Moon videos, all those things from back in the days. Man, we're living the grimy life. It was chain-snatching season them times.
Yeah, you don't think Black Moon and those guys had straps?
Everybody was... It wasn't like the youths are bad now. It was like that was the thing back then.
Hold on a second. Perfect example. I'm glad you brought up Boot Camp Click. Because my favorite rap group was Magnum Force from Boot Camp Click. Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter. Magnum Force was the album's name.
Well, they had to change their name to Magnum Force, I think. That was their second album. My bad.
Magnum Force. And that was their all. The man was talking about how I'm loving Magnum so much. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yo, those guys. So, you know, at that time, it was grimy hip hop. Yeah. Baggy clothes.
And Americans baggy clothes, been loving guns.
Yo, but what? It's their, Second Amendment right or whatever? Yeah. To bear arms? So, you know, they got them guns.
Used to watch Onyx videos where they were holding up Uzis, fam.
Throw your guns in the air. And buck like you just don't care.
This is not new shit.
Yo.
But my point is with the whole Caravana thing, that was the worst times, is those times in those late 90s, early 2000s. We've had shootings at Caravana since then, but it wasn't at the frequency where people need to feel scared.
Yeah, no, they don't need to be scared.
You know what I'm saying? And I know even in our times that we've had in the last few weeks, we've had a lot of incidents. And I know a lot of people might be like, yo, I'm not going to fucking Caravana this year. Listen, if you want to come out your house, don't be scared, yo. If you're not mixed up in the mix-up, then come out your house and enjoy yourself. Bring your family out. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I love to go to the lakeshore. Even when I just do now, just do a pass-through and buck people on the grass. And things.
Yeah, like, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe. And it's something that needs to continue in Toronto forever. Not like when we're old as shit, we should be able to go there on the grounds and be like, yo, go sit down and put up a chair and just sit there and watch the youth them and just be like, yeah, Caravana still won. And
facts. But they're gonna have it fenced off, which so, and they're searching bags, right? So yeah, and
that's a double-edged sword.
It is, you know, they make it look a certain way by having it caged off, fenced off, and searching people. And then they're going, oh, it's for your safety. Why? Right? But anyways, on another nip with another nip, another note, there's talking about this 3D printing of firearms.
Yeah. Break that down.
Well, there's been on the news that in the United States, a judge in Seattle, I think, blocked, basically... made an order saying that these people can't release their downloadable files on how to print firearms.
Okay.
So now it's been all over the news about printing, 3D printing firearms. You know what I'm saying? And this company that was, I guess there was a deadline. August 1st was the deadline, the court date. So I guess they're giving it out so you could go to their website, whatever, and download this information.
So what, mans could make their own burners at the yard?
Yeah, 3D printer, basically. And there's videos showing different styles and different components of firearms that you could 3D print. And so they're basically saying they don't want this information out on the web because then guns can be untraceable. And then they're talking about, oh, what about like in the airport and stuff like that where it's untraceable, basically.
Right.
And there's no markings, basically they're saying if you get caught, you get 10 years in jail.
Well, with the 3D print?
Yeah, 3D print a gun. Like, even if you print it without a license, is what they're saying.
Wow.
Right? So, it's just... But I don't think if they... It wasn't in nobody's mind. They shouldn't even have said anything. Nobody was thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? But they ran it in the media, and now people have it in their mind that, oh, if I could print a 3D gun. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck does a 3D gun do? Because I'm kind of lost.
a 3D gun. It still shoots bullets. It's a 3D printed gun. So it's not going to look like a Glock.
Mm.
But the one that they're showing on the news basically looked like a flare gun. Like a type of a flare gun design. Yeah. 3D printer. You don't know what a 3D printer is, Friday?
Okay, so explain the 3D printing process to me, because I'm...
So basically, you know what I'm saying? See, we were at the library yesterday,
yeah,
or the day before, and we're in the room there, and they're talking about what they're going to make.
I've seen the printers.
So those are the things right there. So they got basically what the printer does is prints on a Y, X and Y axis,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it has a plate that heats up, and then it has like an extruder that comes down and releases plastic, melts the plastic,
okay.
and follows a CAD design that you've printed out on a computer.
Right.
And it prints it out in three dimensions. Right? So if you design a firearm, so say you sit there, because if you know how to, say you know how to use CAD.
Okay.
And you sit there and design, say, a shotgun.
Or a Glock.
Or a Glock. For, you know, like you sit there and design a Glock. And you have a 3D printer. Now you can 3D print the components and make this gun, is what they're saying.
Wow.
Right? So then
and
then now,
you can still load it with bullets and, yes, it'll bust off.
Exactly. But the thing is, it's not going to be, it's not, like they're saying it could only maybe 2, 3, 4 shots. It's not going to empty out a hole. You understand? But still,
it only takes
still,
one.
Like, that's, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm.
It's lethal. That's what they're worried about. But back in like 2012, there was a website where the guy was already showing this stuff. So it's already been out.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Where the guy shows him making receivers for AR-15s. And he's busting machine guns off of, like, he's basically getting, because the receiver of the AR-15 is, from what I'm understanding, is the gun.
Mm.
Not the barrel, the clip. Right? It's that part there. When you put everything together, that part makes it the gun.
Right.
And that's the part that the man was 3D printing. So if you can make that be untraceable, then it's like, oh my God, you can make AR-15s, right?
Wow.
And then he was showing how strong it was. And this was back in like when they're in the infancy, like this is when 3D printing was brand new.
Mm.
So the fucking guy was showing, he bust like 3-4 shots from the machine gun that he printed the receiver for. And they're like, well, see, we can't have this out. But you know, so that's why now they're talking about it, because the judge blocked it.
Wow.
Right, so they're worried about criminals 3D printing guns, right? But they're,
yeah,
they're on the news, they're like, oh, it's not your average 3D printer that can print this. You need a printer that costs like $10,000-$12,000.
That's some intense shit, man.
Like $10,000-$12,000 is a lot of money, but some people can accumulate that real quick.
Softing.
You know what I'm saying? Accumulate that real quick and buy their 3D printer and be... Come trying on, their thing, but you know, but that's what they're worried about.
Man's be spending that on their neck, bro.
But that's what they're worried about.
Soft.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what they're worried about. So now they're pushing and they're going on the news and making it a public awareness when they should have never made it a public awareness.
Yeah.
They should have just shut it down quietly and let nobody know about it, because now people are, look, we're talking about it.
Well, the devil's always working heavy, bro.
Let me get that bottle of water.
There's one more thing I want to bring up before we get out of here. There is one thing I want to mention quick. There's the Toronto Waterfront reaches a deal with Google to create a high-tech space.
Oh, nice.
So there's going to be a Google space on the Toronto Waterfront. Probably, you know what? They're probably going to use where Atlantis. We're going to tear down that fucking Atlantis place and throw the Google building up there.
You know, they reuse Ontario Place.
Ontario Place?
Yeah,
it's going to be a whole Google neighborhood.
Yeah, cause
so Google, holla at your boy.
Ontario Place, though.
And bring back our YouTube channel.
But Ontario Place, they have already, like, you can, like, there was Macaroni and Cheese Fest there.
Yeah, been there.
In the summertime, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so they're still using it. It's not open as Ontario Place, but you can still, like, you can walk through there during the week. It's open to the public where you can walk through. It's kind of reminiscent of, like, some old 90s horror movies. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the rides are all shut down. And
well, I don't want to spend too much time on these
Google
people.
But I'm just saying, you can still go there and look through it. You know what I'm saying?
But they're going to be opening up. They're probably going to be having a lot of big things happening in the city with that happening.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So look out for that. But there's one more thing I want to bring up here before we skedaddle.
Can I mention one thing real quick?
Mm.
On August 12th, there's a thing in Parkdale going on, being put on by the Parkdale Peace Project. It's a nonviolent event. It's a community barbecue. So it's free to everybody to come through. You know what I'm saying? So if you're free August 12th.
Yep, keep the peace feast.
Yes, keep the peace feast at the King and Dufferin Parkette at King and Dufferin. That's behind the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's free August 12th. It's being put on by the Parkdale Peace Project.
Yeah.
Anti-violence.
In collaboration with V's No Frills.
Yeah, V's No Frills. That's Jameson No Frills. That's the popular No Frills.
Yeah.
Parkdale.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah,
that's, I'm just, yeah, let's let people know that that's happening.
Yeah. Toronto things, you know what I'm saying? Make sure to make
Even
sure
back to the out. Community.
For sure. And we're like in a third world country in this friggin'
Yeah, I don't know why they're attacking today. Us today, man.
You're from out there. And they said, your blood's sweet, man.
Yeah, but they don't bite, man. So what the fuck?
The last thing I want to bring up here.
They bite? Oh. I'm going to say, since when them bite?
Let me fuck these mosquitoes.
I was going to say, since when they start bite? Yo, they're modifying them already?
There was a video of a Malton jewelry store robbery. Right? They backed the van up into the store about 4 to 5 times and busted the door.
Yeah,
and then ran
the
in
grill.
With gunpoint. But then the man returned. Well, I can't say returned fire.
No.
Came through with the SWAT.
Okay, but you want to hear the joke, though? So let's rewind now 2 years.
Mm.
And the store was robbed. People tried to rob the store again.
That same one?
The same one. And the man's brother went and dropped for the same sword and ran away to people. You understand what I'm saying?
He got them away?
Yo, Bridget, the man. So the first people didn't get anything. But the man ran them away with the sword. The same sword. The man went. After the man seen the gun in the man's in the face of his wife and they smashed the thing, the man went straight to the back.
I do remember that.
The man went straight to... This is today. This is the new one.
No, but the old one, I remember the old one too.
Same place. They came. The man came out with the sword. The man ran to the back and dropped her. So you want to hear the people on the news? Yes, this is a sword the man's brother used in a previous robbery to ford off the robbers. And then his brother went and dropped for the same sword that they received 10 years ago.
Yo, that sword must be sacred, yo.
Yo, bro, you want to see the sword? Yo, it's like a gold gilded handled sword. Yo, it's a beautiful sword, bro.
Man, them believe in that sword, yo, eh? Yo, they're like, yo, that sword could deflect bullets if it has to.
Yo, the sword, yo, the man, you want to see the man run outside? Yo, the man have gun and hammer, eh? The man see the man come outside with the sword? The man turn around and run to the getaway vehicle. You understand what I'm saying? The man smash the window with the sword.
Wow.
Boom! You understand what I'm saying?
Listen.
Then you want to hear them on the news? We don't take kindly to people taking our stuff, eh?
Listen, man is bright and brave. I commend his bravery, but I don't commend his stupidity. Okay?
Yeah, obviously.
Mans kill people in these motherfuckers, okay?
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at the video, the man and them were just as nervous as the people in the store.
Yes.
Because you see,
it was amateur hour.
Yeah, it was an amateur. It was GTA-ish, right? It was novice.
Intermediate level.
No, it was novice. It wasn't basic. It was like novice. Intermediate. You know, it was right there. Intermediate.
Yeah.
You know, because what they did was like, whoa, okay. It was like some GTA shit. Like they watched, they seen this, like, yeah, let's do that. That was like some GTA shit. You know what I'm saying? They backed the vehicle into the gate, smashed it. But then when they ran in, you see, they smashed, and grabbed. The one guy grabbed one quick little arm, and he was out. Zoom. As soon as he was in, he was out.
He's like, that's about 5 G's. I'm good.
As soon as the man said, okay. The man just went in and said, woof, and he was gone. The next man looked like, yo, bro, what's going on? Like, yo, the one guy ran in like 3-4 glasses deep and wanted to start smashing. The ladies backed up. Man started smashing. The next guy smash. I think maybe one, maybe two man grabbed stuff.
You know the thing is,
and then Sav, they had a different car to get away. They had a different getaway car.
Sav and I were talking before, and I was telling her, like, yo, this motherfucker must be stupid to be chasing these guys with the gun, right? But
it could have been
now that I remember that his brother now has done this before. This is why he's so encouraged, like, yo, believe in the sword.
It runs in the family, bro. The sword has power.
My brother got the last guys away.
Yo, the man
Let's
said.
Let's go.
The man said he's seen the gun.
And he's alive.
The man said he's seen the gun in his wife's face, and it was go time. That was it.
Fam.
That's all the man was thinking about. The man said, yo, I seen the man push the gun in my wife's face. It's go time. That's all the man was thinking about.
Mm.
The man ran to the back. Because, yo, even the people in the store were boomy. When the first glass hit, the guy jumped up. He was like, The man started bawling. You understand what I'm saying? The next man, the owner, as soon as they realized there was a robbery, The man ran straight to the back, eh?
The sword.
He went, exactly. The sword was calling his name. The sword was glowing. You understand what I'm saying? The man looked at that like, yes.
The man had a thought bubble and the sword was just...
That's right. Sword. That's right. It was in his... Yo, the man said, yeah, my brother. Yo,
this probably, yo, the sacred sword.
Right beside the sword, a picture of his brother with the sword running the people off.
Freeze framed of him.
You know what I'm saying? In the camera, when he draw the sword. Yo, you know that picture is there. You know that picture is there put up beside the... Listen. And now his brother has his picture to put up next to his brother's picture.
I really don't know who to shout out in this situation.
No one did. It's a
stalemate, no?
Yeah, it's like, fuck, man. It sucks it happened, but
I don't want to commend a man and be like, yo, good job, bro. Because, like, you do that again, man might turn around and pop you.
Exactly.
But, like, good job. Like, you got them away.
Them men.
Well, you're crazy, fam.
The men, they obviously didn't want to commit murder, and thank God they didn't, because then it would be even worse.
I'm going to call the episode Believe in the Sword, yo. You know what I'm saying? Believe in the Sword. Friday,
go look at the sword, okay?
I'm going to fucking use that as the fucking thumbnail. What are you talking about?
When you see it, yo, the sword, okay, the sword, first of all, is like, it's like this. It's a big, dirty sword, okay, when I tell you. Mm. And then the handle is like a cross, like, style handle, whatever, with the guard or whatever. Mm. It's like, it looks like it's solid gold.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, the sword looks like it's
got magical powers.
Bro, and it has, like, the tassel. Yo, listen to me. The sword, it does have powers to them. You understand what I'm saying? It came from a holy man 10 years ago for them. You understand what I'm saying? That sword has powers to them.
Believe in the sword.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the name of the... Believe in the sword.
Believe in the sword.
You understand what I'm saying?
All right, so let's get that fuck out of here. I got a tune, a road tune, as me like to call it. What is this? Mountain shopkeeper uses sword to do... Huh?
Yes, take a pic. Look at the sword, Friday, please. I want you to see the sword.
So I was pulling up a picture of the sword here. Yo, bud, man. Yo, the way this guy looks.
Yeah, that might be his brother, though.
Look at the bud man holding the sword.
Yo, listen to me.
Jeez.
You see the golden handle, right? You see how it's so gilded in nice gold.
I see it.
It's a precious sword. You see the power in the stance?
He just like, yo, listen.
You see the power in the stance? He's ready. He's like, come back.
This sword could take out any adversary. Yo, worry about it.
You seen Kill Bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see the part where the man's like, yo, this sword would cut Buddha himself. You understand what I'm saying? If Buddha stood in front of you, the man said the sword would cut through Buddha. That's how the man is holding on to the sword. Say, yo, that sword will cut through anything.
Listen, man. They didn't get the wrong nigga in front of them. Pop that shit off. All right. So let's get to this fucking road tune here. Shout out to man like Bucks, you know what I'm saying? Back here on the tunes here that we be running here on the show, he has a new video for his track "Please Don't." A little bit of a R&B vibe, you know, break up the monotony of all them rappity things. I think I've been on a hot streak. Watch this now. It's for the ladies, okay? I got you.
Yeah. We don't forget about the ladies.
Yeah.
Pick up my like box.
Don't take it personal, man. It's just sorry. Let's go.
Please don't take it the wrong way. Got some things I wanna say, baby. We should take it slow, or we should separate.
Yeah.
Either way, gotta
get space. Please don't take it the wrong way. Got some things I wanna say, baby. We should take it slow, or we should separate. Either way, I gotta get space on me. Why you listen to your friends? They say I hate you, and you know I love you, but girl, you gon' choose.